This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
Michigan's Vietnam Generation to be recognized in the Fox Theater in a film premiere January 2011. WJR proud to be a part of it station-wide, and I'm proud to be personally asked to, again, be the master of ceremonies for the very special evening. I don't know, Keith Famey's on the line, the producer. Keith, good morning to you. I don't know, I'll be very interested to see if you can capture the same magic that you captured with the World War II veterans.
You know, first of all, I've got to just want to say thanks to Mike Feasey. I mean, he's been so supportive of these projects, and, you know, of course, we all wish him a great deal of good luck to what he's his new venture.
Absolutely. Again, we wouldn't be doing these sorts of things at a lot of radio stations across the country.
Yeah, Mike's a great guy. And of course, WJR, thank you. And, Paul, we're excited to have you emcee this. You know, the last year's premiere for our Detroit, Our Greatest Generation, was a wonderful celebration of that era. Our Vietnam Generation premiere is significantly different in the sense it's a tremendous opportunity for our community to come out and have a chance to not only say thank you to the Vietnam veterans for what maybe they did then, but who they are today. It's a celebration of a sector of society. There are policemen, our firemen, our business leaders, our politicians, and so often people don't realize they're Vietnam veterans. And our school teachers, our professors. And so it's really an opportunity to step back in time to see what they went through, but also to understand today who they are, who is a Vietnam veteran in our community. So it's going to be somewhat of an evening of celebration for the Vietnam veteran. It's going to be an evening of healing for the Vietnam veteran. And, of course, thanks to American House Senior Living Centers, we could never have done this without them as our title presenting sponsor. But it's going to be a very incredibly historical evening that will never happen again as we do something on this magnitude for our Vietnam veterans. Because, as you know, when they came home, and even you mentioned the word Vietnam, still to this day you don't think of this beautiful place, Southeast Asia.
Let's call it what it is, it was, and will forever be, and we shall never forget. It was a national embarrassment, the way Vietnam vets were treated when they came back home. World War II veterans, well, World War I veterans, Korean War veterans, when they came home, they were heroes. When these men and women came home, mostly men, let's face it, came home, they were goats. Not by me, not by you, but by a lot of people shunned them. They were spat upon, even turned away at some VFW posts, I'm told. But, I mean, it was ridiculous and it was wrong. And I'm glad that you're taking the opportunity to give them their due January 28th at the Fox Theater. And you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. You can call 800-982-2787, 800-982-2787. And I know you have a website as well.
Yep.
Is it OurVietnamGeneration.com?
Yep, OurVietnamGeneration.com. You can call our office, 248-869-0096. We have tickets. It's not just the film premiere. We've got the Cornerstone School doing the national anthem. We have Perfecting Church.
Oh, those kids are fabulous.
We have Perfecting Church doing Amazing Grace at the end of the night with the scrolling on the big screen of all the names of our soldiers from Michigan that died during Vietnam with a candle vigil. We have the Chandler High School doing ROTC doing a chant. We have the 126th Marching Band, U.S. Marching Band doing branch service songs with all the military in the audience. It's an evening of patriotic spirit all wrapped around the Vietnam veteran. And I'll tell you one last thing, if just to mention this. When a soldier comes home from service today, whether he's coming home as a hero, coming home as he's died, coming home as he's injured, the first person at that airport, at that greeting, is a Vietnam veteran. And I've seen it time and time again. And I saw it last year, and I said to myself, why is it that no one realizes the significance of our Vietnam veterans today? Not only what they did then, but today. And why is it that these guys do this? Why is it on Sunday morning, going out to Selfridge Air Force Base, on a rainy, cold day, riding 70 miles on motorcycles, these 60-some-year-old guys escort a family to and from Selfridge on a Sunday morning.
Because they know what it's like to come home and have no one there.
Right. Well, they deserve a story, and this is why we're doing it.
God bless you for that. I'm glad WJR can be involved. I'm glad I can be involved again. Our Vietnam Generation, January 28th. Tickets are just $25 and $35. They're on sale now. Either Ticketmaster.com, 800-982-2787, 800-982-2787. You can call Keith's office, the Visionalist Entertainment Production, the office 248-869-0096, 248-869-0096. There'll be a 20-minute short film, One Soldier's Story. There'll be all of the singing that you talked about and more, and then the introduction of the film itself, which you told me, but I can't remember how long it lasts.
The film's 110 minutes, and our keynote speaker that evening is Captain Ivan Castro from Fort Bragg Special Forces. He was blinded in Iraq in 2006. He was trained by Vietnam veterans. He's an amazing guy. Our own Vietnam veteran, Professor John Todd from Rochester College, who is also blinded in Vietnam, we'll be introducing him. It's an evening. It is a big evening. This is not just come watch a film. This is a big evening that will touch you to your core.
Well, having seen your work and been a part of it in the past, I know you're not overselling this, that this is exactly what it's going to be, and I hope people will make plans to be with us there at the Fox Theater January 28th. Keith Famey, we'll talk again soon, all right?
And we're honored to have you. Thank you for doing this.
Well, it's my privilege to be there, happily. Thanks so much, Keith. Keith Famey, the producer of yet another great work, Our Vietnam Generation.
Talking about what matters to you. Paul W. Smith Mornings. Catch it live on News Talk 760 WJR AM. And stay up to date online at WJR.com.